Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 27:19. As in water face answereth to face, so the heart of man to man. Have you ever received an answer from your face? What answer can you get from your face? People of ages past looked into water. Today we look into mirrors. But the result is the same. Our faces still speak to us. Ladies, don't you have a mirror in your purse because you have questions? How do I look? Is my hair arranged just right? Are there any blemishes or spots on my face? What can I do about those deep lines that I am getting around my eyes? What about these wrinkles that are developing? The face in the mirror speaks to these questions and reveals to the inquiring face that there is a problem that must be dealt with. Face answereth to face. For most of history, people did not have mirrors of the quality enjoyed today. In colonial times, people relied on polished metal mirrors, which greatly distorted reality. Most civilizations have relied upon the reflection that was found by looking into still water, nature's looking glass. What do we see from our reflection in the mirror? We see an image of our face. Never in our lifetime do we truly see our own face. However, we are given an image by which we can make a correct judgment concerning the condition of our face. In order to make decisions, you must look at a reflection of your face. You must face your face as it really is, not what you think it is. You may think your face to be perfect, clear, clean, unblemished, unwrinkled. But until you face your face in a mirror, you will not know what the truth about your face is, and no correction can take place. So the Lord in this proverb points to a daily experience in order for us to learn something about our heart. The wise man says that if the face has a question about itself, it must look in water and see its reflection. So too, a man who has questions about himself must take an honest look in his heart to receive an answer. What am I really like? Why do I do things the way I do? Why do I think the way I do? Why do I fail in living a righteous life? How do I stand before God? The answers are not available from his neighbor or his doctor or his wife. They reside in his own heart. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Keep means to do house cleaning in your heart. It means to see that the cobwebs are cleaned out and the corners swept. It means to keep it tidy and ready as God's dwelling. The Bible tells us much about the heart of man. Proverbs 23:7 tells us that the heart is connected with thinking. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. To ponder something in one's heart means to consider it carefully. Conscious decisions are made in the heart. Man expresses lusts, emotions, joy, and sorrow in the heart. Discouragement or despair is described by the phrase heaviness in the heart. The heart is also the seat of the affection of love and its opposite hate. Likewise, jealousy comes from the heart. The believer is commanded to love God with all your heart. Jesus said, "Out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and blasphemies." Matthew 15:19. Defilement comes from within the heart rather than from without. The heart is the field where the seed of the Word of God is sown. The heart is the place of the new birth. Paul said that a person must believe in his heart to be saved, and the heart is the dwelling place of the Spirit of God. It is second nature to look into a mirror if we desire to find answers about our face. This proverb tells us that looking into our heart should be just as normal and routine if we desire to find answers about ourselves, if we desire to have clean hearts. In this effort, the Word of God is our strength, for without it we are incapable of knowing our heart. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." This searching of the heart with the Word of God is the work of God and will result in His presenting to Himself a peculiar people zealous of good works, Titus 2:14. We are to diligently examine ourselves in the light of the Word of God, that we may be found of Him in peace, without spot, and blameless.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.